So we see Yerushalmi corresponding to Xavis Bavli, Daf Mem Ches. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Chav Ches on the base at the top of the page of the Mishnah. La'olam hi b'roshos ha'av ad shetikanos b'roshos ha'bal l'nisuin. The Mishnah says that a girl is always in her father's jurisdiction until she enters her husband's jurisdiction for nisuin. Mos ha'av l'shluchei ha'bal hari hi b'roshos ha'bal. If her father gave her over to her husband's messengers, then she is in her husband's domain. Halacha av im shluchei abal oyholku shluchei av im shluchei abal harehi roshes av. If the father or his representatives went with her husband's messengers, she is still in her husband's domain. Masu shluchei av le shluchei abal harehi roshes abal. If her father's messengers gave her to her husband's messengers, she is in her husband's roshes. The Gemara says, "Leisayf davar lechupa, ella shteyafilu lebayis sheyesh bo yechupa." The Gemara says, "It's not only if she entered the chupa, rather it's even a house that has a chupa in it." As you say, "Baya hadar milsa, talkilin bekitoin chupa." You say, "Bekitoin nechesa letruklin." The Gemara asks, "If there's a big hall and a small room, if there's a chupa in the small room, if she entered the hall, is it this she entered the chupa?" La'ador mila, the Gemara asks, what does our Mishnah say that she's in her husband's reshus? Rablaza omar le'yosha, Rablaza says, it's to inherit her if she dies. Rabshim ben Lakish omar la'afer nedawea, Lashakish says, it's even to annul her vows. Amar b'zeira, afal gavdish Rabshim ben Lakish omar la'afer nedawea, moide she'ina mefer ala ad shetikanas l'chupa. B'zeira says that even though Rish Lakish says to annul her vows, he agrees that he cannot annul for her until she enters chupa. Rish Lakish teaches that her husband can no longer join to annul her vows. Amar Rabbi Huna, Masnisa, Messiah Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, the Znesbeis Avir, Pat, the Shemosu Shluchei Av, the Shluchei Abal, Shloitei Beskila, El Rechaneg. And we have a support for Rish Lakish and Rabbeisa, the Znesbeis Avir, that phrase excludes if the father's messengers handed it over to the husband's messengers. She's not stoned like an Arusa, rather she receives death by choking like an asura, because this is not called Beis Avir. Father joins to annul her vows only when she is in Beis Avir.